Well, hello everyone. Here is, I'd be talking about this all week in these special videos, dropping every day. And today I'm going to be talking about various factions on the online right, the MAGA right, you could say, and where they have stood in the feud between Tucker Carlson on the one hand and Candice Owens and Nick Fuentes and various other characters who stand in the anti-Zionist camp, and the Zionists like Ben Shapiro, Mark Levin, also Jonathan Greenblatt as well. We're going to be looking at where each of them have fallen. I have been paying attention, listening to shows I wouldn't usually listen to map out where everybody is. Before, and I've even made a map. We'll go through it in a second. Before we get there, though, pick up my new book, Applied Elite Theory. Buy it now, buy it now. Also buy, Christmas coming up, want something more substantial, got a bit of time off work, pick up the Trivium and many other great courses at the Academic Agency. Foundations of Shakespeare is a proper like master's level course by me, and many other courses too. Politics, economics, research, entrepreneurship. I've got lots of courses there. Got more courses than the Queen got horses, as I said once. So pick those up now. All right, so let's get on to the lecture at hand, which is all about this map that I've made here. So QAnon, believe it or not, is still around. And the leader of QAnon, the de facto leader of QAnon, certainly the biggest in terms of views and influence, is a chap called Dave, who has a channel called the X22 Report. I think he's been banned on YouTube, but he's still massive on Rumble. Every episode of X22 Report on Rumble gets well over 250,000 views, sometimes even more. How X22 is so big still, I'll never know. But I was interested to know where Q has landed, because if you remember, if you know anything about them, Q once said, "We're going to save Israel till last. We're going to save Israel till last." So how has Dave, honest Dave from X22 Report, landed on this question? Well, according to Dave from X22 Report, all of this is a distraction. The deep state players have sent a distraction designed to turn MAGA against itself. That's what all of this is. Don't worry about Jonathan Greenblatt and Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin and all of these attempts to dictate what you can and cannot say. Don't worry about the influence of AIPAC over the government. Don't worry about any of that. Don't worry about the fact that Trump has just endorsed Randy Fine, one of the most repugnant men in America. Don't worry about all. That's just a distraction, says Dave from X22 Report. That's a distraction from the real matter at hand. Which is what? Which is what, Dave? What's the real matter at hand? And I thought it was very interesting that in his own comments on Rumble, Dave from X22 Report was getting a lot of pushback on that take, saying, "Have you been taking the $7,000, Dave? This is rubbish. How come you're not standing with Tucker? What are you? Have you become an Israel shill, Dave from X22 Report?" So that was him. In retrospect, given that he used to have people like Kash Patel, who's literally the FBI director now, shouldn't be a surprise that old Dave is less than honest. Maybe QAnon was an op all along, eh? But there are other characters. Here's a bucket here called MAGA influencers. Who does that include? Well, Razor Fist. Let's just talk about Razor Fist. I mean, there are many others. You know, this is like the level of the Styx Hexenhammer and Dr. Steve Turley and so on. But let's focus on Razor Fist. Razor Fist made a tweet saying that, he wants Tucker Carlson to go away. He was like, oh, you want Tucker Carlson to go away for this, but I want it for... No, we don't want Tucker... I want Tucker Carlson to win, raise a fist. I want Tucker Carlson to win and Mark Levin, Ben Shapiro, Jonathan Greenblatt to lose. Why don't you? Oh, it's a distraction. It's designed to distract us. You know, it's a plot to bring down the GOP, says Razor Fist. Guitar sting. What a ridiculous take. But interestingly, Razor Fist's take is the same as QAnon's take. Dave from X22 Report and Razor Fist happen to land on the exact same talking point. They want Tucker to go away because it's a distraction from the real business at hand, which is owning the lair, owning the shitlibs. We need to unite to, you know, fight communism. Mamdani, the jihadi communist from New York. Isn't that right, Razor Fist? Then, moving around the circle, we've got the Bap Sphere. Bronze Age pervert and his friends. Funny enough, they landed in exactly the same place, exactly the same talking point. It's a distraction. It's all of this is a Punch and Judy show designed to divide MAGA. And the longer we do this, the longer we get away from the real business at hand, which is fighting Mamdani or something. So, Bronze Age Pervert, Razor Fist, and Dave from X22 Report all somehow land on the same talking point and the same conclusion. And that's very interesting to me. And then we come around to a little group that I might call the MAGA Chuds. This is somebody like King Pilled, okay, operating at a lower level, but he's still basically now, at this point, a MAGA Chud. Same talking point. Same talking point. Maybe it's downstream from some of the people he listens to. Same talking point. And then we get round to what you might call DR adjacent, right? This is the sort of people who were reading Curtis Yarvin a couple of years ago. Now they may have big shows on YouTube and so on. And I listen to some of that chatter. You know, Blaze. It's that show that's just started on the Blaze. Rufo and Lomez, whatever. Yeah, whatever. All the same take. All the same talking point. All the same crap. Designed to protect Con Inc. It doesn't matter if you dress it up as QAnon, if you stick a bloody Guns N' Roses slash hat on it and call yourself Razor Fist. If you put a funny comedy accent on it and call it Bronze Age Pervert, if you put a MAGA chud face on it, or if you've read Curtis Yarvin, if what you're serving up is Con Inc. apologetics, crap is what it is, people will see through it. Because at this moment, the only acceptable position is to back Tucker Carlson against the obvious forces of evil. If that's not your take, you're not on the right side. If that's not your take, you are part of the problem. You are actually part of the system that needs to be brought down. There is nothing else to it. I hate to sound so repetitive, but there is no other acceptable position than to back Tucker. It's not a distraction from something else. This is the primary issue that people voted Trump for in the first place, to get away from the controlled GOP. The GOP is still being controlled by forces that hated Trump in the first place. The Lindsey Grahams of this world, the Ben Shapiros. Now you're telling me that the fight against those people is a division? A division against who? It's pathetic. It really is pathetic. It shouldn't be down to me to say this. Me sitting all the way over here. Not even in America. I'm saying it because no other fucker is saying it. all of these people should be saying it. All of them. If they don't start saying it soon, you have to consider that they're all compromised in some way. Or that they're all part of an ecosystem that is developed basically as a containment mechanism against the actual forces of truth and justice. Which Tucker, you know, he's not the hero anybody asked for, but he's the one that we're getting right now. And you have to back him. All right. Pick up applied elite theory, and I'll see you next time.
If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.